This is Zachary Girard.
Hi there.
He was born and subsequently raised in a box for the first 19 years of his life, devoid of any popular culture whatsoever. His friends at the esteemed University of Quinnipiac decided to educate him on the finer points of music and culture. And thus, this magnificent show was created for the betterment of humanity. So prepare for another hour of the education of Zachary Girard.
Howdy, partner. It's the education of Zachary Girard, hosted by your best cowboy friends, Alan Johnson and
Zach Girard.
And we're live from South by Southwest, recapping days 4 and 5. And here's the boys, Zachary Girard and Alan Johnson. Thanks, Billy Bob Thornton, our special guest for today. Yeah, he left already. Zach, how you doing, Zach?
Didn't go down. We've had a wonderful day. How are you feeling?
Awful. I'm a terrible person.
Alan's a terrible friend.
Let's start yesterday. Why didn't we do a podcast yesterday?
We got back. We were both in bed. No one. My computer was far away. All the equipment was not plugged in a drawer. And I said, Alan goes, hey, we need to do the podcast. And I said, hey, let's just do it tomorrow morning because we're going to sleep in. And then we didn't do it.
We did sleep in, but we didn't do the podcast.
We were in bed. I didn't get in the shower till 1 p.m. Alan didn't get in the shower till 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Times and slots were chosen by Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started our day and we saw 3 movies.
Well, let's go backwards to day 3.
Yeah, day 3. What was day 3?
Oh,
that was like Doug Loves Movies and stuff. I forgot.
So we start the day off. We got there early because we were thinking, let's get express passes for the things we really want to see, because yesterday was a big day. Later we found out we didn't need express passes because no one wanted to see the same things we did, which is hurtful. We woke up at 7, left the here by 7:30, 7:40, and we got to the place about 8:10, waited in line for 50 minutes, and then we got our express passes for Don't Think Twice, and thank you, Dell, the story of the Dell Close Marathon. And so we saw so then we waited, what do? We walked around for a little bit. We saw A Conversation with Ira Glass. Zach, do you want to talk about that? Serial, first podcast?
Ira Glass talked about how he didn't think Serial was going to be a hit, and then they only expected to get like, there's 300,000 listens, and now every episode is like 10.7 million. And fun fact, we were there for probably 20 minutes, not even. Then we left.
A very fun fact.
Fun fact. We left to go see Don't Think Twice because we wanted to see Mike Birbiglia, who wrote the movie, directed the movie, edited the movie. Nope, did not edit the movie. And then Ira Glass must have left his conversation immediately and came to the movie theater because he sat through the whole movie.
Biggs, isn't it? Gilly Jacobs, Keegan-Michael Key, Team Saghorn maybe? Chris Gethard, and Kate Micucci. And it's a good movie, it's by an improv group. So Zach, I guess we're gonna do like the same thing we did last time, where we do the whole movie, scene by scene. So it opens up in an improv theater. Gilly comes out and she says, what we need from you guys to start is, has anybody had a particularly rough day? And someone says it, and they started doing an improvised scene based off of that. And Zach, you've seen two?
Yeah, so I'm not going to let you do this again. Also, you got the first scene wrong. They start off with the pattern game. So, there you go.
Oh, that's right.
You just start off with the pattern game. And it was really good. Really good movie. Improv is terrible in the movie, which is funny. I'll let Alan talk about this. This is funny how bad it is.
Well, it's like a really good movie. It's a very touching dramedy. But then, it's about an improv troupe, so they have many scenes of them doing improv. And the improv is, like, really unfunny, which is kind of crazy because the cast is full of people who either are really good at improv or are really funny and, like, should be, like, okay at improv. But Viviglia said in the Q&A that a lot of it was, the scenes were actually scripted and that they would improvise some takes of it. And I have to say, you know, just let these improvisers do their improv because it'd be a lot funnier than what was on the screen.
I think the thing too was is that I wish they kind of filmed those parts in front of a live audience so they got maybe like a real suggestion. And I feel like the suggestions were just kind of handed to them and that's how they did their scenes. And also, yeah, I still gave it a 5-star. Wonderful movie because I like improv. I think the best improv is the scene where he teaches and the girl goes, "Hey, I have a pen for you." And the dude responds, "Oh, no, it's not a pen, it's this." And he's like, nope, it's wrong. It's not improv. And he goes, "Well, I don't want to make no money. I want to be on Weekend Live." It was stupid.
Yeah, Weekend Live was the Saturday Night Live. Nom de plur. Listen, right, if I used that word correctly, nom de plur, I don't think I did. Anyway, after that, we went to Douglas. Oh, no, we didn't. We were supposed to go to Silicon Cowboys, but Mr. Zachy saw something on Twitter that got his penis getting hard.
No, I didn't. Weirdo.
No, I didn't.
Well,
I saw it on Vine.
So, we were going to see Silicon Cowboys, and I was like, "Hey, Alan, I don't want to be that guy, but a YouTuber I watch is going to be at the Gillette booth they have. Like, they're doing VR with, the phone." I'll let Alan talk, because his description is probably way funnier.
Hold on, don't say a YouTuber I watch, okay? This is Philip DeFranco, who I have never seen on YouTube, never seen anything he's ever done. I know what he looks like only because Zach fucking talks about him all the freaking time. He's always talking about him, he's always showing pictures, he's always talking about, "Oh, Philly D's doing this, oh, Philly D saw Hamilton." Anyway, so he's going to be there for, and I knew, I'm like a good friend of Zach. I said, "Okay, we don't see Silicon Cowboys. I'll help you meet your idol." So we go there, and then Zach sees him. He's in the conversation with someone else. And Zach's like, "Oh, I can't talk to him. I can't do this." And I'm like, "Listen, Zach, I'm gonna go sit in the toilet." And when I come back out, I hope to see you talking about them. So I go to the toilet, and really fun fact about the toilet is that I had to wait for 10 minutes. And then I went in, and there was no toilet paper, so I just didn't go to the bathroom. That's a fun fact. And I guess it's the end of the story, because Zach never talked to Phil DeFranco.
Well, that's a lie. I did talk to Phil DeFranco.
He did.
Alan disappeared, and immediately when he left, I went over, and I just stood next to... It's funny. He was talking to a cop that was there. His, assistant was talking to the girl he was talking to before, and I was just standing there, like, the big dummy I am, and I'm like, "Oh." So then Phil comes talking. I was like, "Oh, what's up, Phil?" Like, took a picture on Snapchat because that's what millennials do. And he signed my picture, which was super funny. And then we were talking for 5 minutes about some nonsense. And I was like, "I need to go now. I don't have anything else to say." And then Alan, out of the blue, comes up to me and goes,
"What did I say?" "Oh, I took a picture." Oh, yeah. Well, I figured out the bathroom. I took a picture of Zach talking to Philip DeFranco because I knew it would be a nice little memory for him. Wow, I'm actually a really sweet and kind friend. Jesus. Wow. That was super nice of me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was super nice. Then then we went to the Doug Loves Movies podcast recording. Was it a recording? That was the first time I've ever listened to Doug Loves Movies. First time seeing it live. First time... Second time seeing Doug Benson at the festival, 2 out of 3 times. You know, I got a hard feeling we're gonna see him a lot on Friday or Friday.
If we go to the movies,
yeah, we go to the movies, we're gonna see him a lot on Friday, and it was really good, really funny. They had the guy who did the Midnight Special and Mud, Take Shelter, and weird other movies. But Alan probably has more to say about this. It was funny.
Yeah, I've been to Doug Loves Movies before, and I was in Los Angeles, and I saw him at the Nerd Melt, and it was very fun. His guests this week were Jeff Nichols, the director of Midnight Special, which was at the festival. Chris Cubis, who's always there in the Austin shows. Nate Bargatze, who's a very funny comedian, who I've not really seen much of. And then Owen Benjamin, who's also very funny. And it was a good show, and we really enjoyed it. We saw Doug Benson earlier that day at Don't Think Twice. And then we actually saw him, an hour ago in Punching the Clown, which we'll get to in hopefully less than 5 minutes.
We've only been talking for 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
There good, we're going
okay,
quickly.
So that ended that day. No, it didn't. No, we went to go see Thank You, Dell, documentary about the Dell Close Marathon. It was wonderful, spectacular. Everything was great about it.
Before the documentary, we ended up just walking around. And I think we were on 6th Street, and it was just really nuts. So we wanted to get off 6th Street. So we turned off, and we ended up in this weird Italian restaurant. And me and Zach, we looked at the prices. We sat down, the poured us a glass of water, we looked at the prices, like, oh, Zach, we gotta go, this is too expensive. And then Zach was like, no, I'll make it work. And we ended up ordering, I had a lasagna, and I just ate too much lasagna. I felt so bad afterwards.
It's like a Mexican restaurant. No, I said Mexican. It's like an Italian. It was an Italian restaurant.
Like a compound.
It's like a compound. It was huge. Like, yeah. Way too big. Like, they will never fill that whole place up. And it was run by not Italians, and it was super weird. But the food was pretty good, I'd have to say.
It was fine.
Yeah. I realized we need to sit down when they brought us the bread and olive oil and the garlic, and then she was like, oh, we can't get up now. We're stuck.
No, we made the decision before then. I said to you, after they poured the water, I was like, oh, Zach, we need to leave before the bread comes out. Actually, I said that those exact things. We need to leave now if we're going to leave. And then you're like, no, I can make it work. And then the bread came out, and we were there.
You know, it was fine, whatever. But I will say, dessert cart, A+. Even though we had no dessert, the dessert cart was so cool. And I do feel bad for letting that guy talk
yeah.
about three desserts.
Okay.
We're like, oh, sorry, we're not going to get dessert.
Give me,
I just was curious what he
did
because I was interested in his options.
So the guy comes out with the dessert cart, and he starts immediately going into a spiel about each dessert. He literally grabbing off the cart, putting it on the table, and talking about each ingredient. And after two of them, I'm like, hey Zach, do you want to eat the dessert? He's like, no. I was like, me neither. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And afterwards, I talked to Zach. He's like, Zach was going to let him read every freaking dessert on the dessert cart. There was like, what, 10, 11, 12 desserts? There's like 12 desserts. He's going to make him read all of them and say, no, thank you. I'm fine.
Whatever, I'm a terrible person. Okay. So, we went to the Dell Close Marathon documentary. Phenomenal. A+. Shannon O'Neill was in the audience. We were in the audience. Ooh. Well, yeah, all around. Yeah, I just perked into the microphone.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, other than that, it was super good. I know Alan probably has some thoughts. Improv was wonderful in that movie.
Yeah, that's how you do improv. You just let the people do improv instead of freaking cutting it up for Biggs. If you're listening to this, Birbiglia, because we're friends or something now. If I ever become friends with Mike Birbiglia and he's like, ooh, I'm going to go deep dive on Alan's podcast, and he'll be so disappointed by this episode. Even though I loved his movie. Actually, he probably won't. He'll probably agree. It was a great movie for Biggs. Anyway, the Dell Close Marathon movie was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. There's not much to say about it other than it was really good. And then we went home and we each masturbated each other's face and then went to sleep.
Nope, that didn't happen. So then we slept until 1 o'clock. Took showers. Almost didn't get the room cleaned, which would have been terrible due to the situation that we're about to get into. But I'll give the mic. Alan, you give the mic for 10 seconds. We drove to the lawn.
Try to guess it.
Where did we... the Marchesia?
Marchesa
Theater to see A Valley...
In a Valley
of Violence, which was a weird movie.
Hold on, we need to talk about my situation first. So, earlier in the week, I told my friends, Nick and Russell, fans of the podcast, so it was Nick, it's probably not Russell, and I told them, hey, come on by, you can stay in my room and stuff. And the night during the Dell Close Marathon... Actually, they texted me, and so they're coming. It's like, oh, okay. So I just didn't really think they were going to come. And then, as I'm leaving today, I get a text saying, hey, we're here. And, you know, I'm immensely worried, because we already had like, this whole plan that we wanted to stick to see all these movies. And so, you know, what does Alan do when he has to balance friendship with what he wants to do? He very selfishly just does what he wants to do, and then... by the end of the night, they were gone. They decided to go home early. And I'm currently feeling like a horrible friend. In fact, I was a very good friend to Zach this whole week. I've been a very good friend to Zach. And I've been a terrible friend to my other friend. Zach, you bring out the worst in me as I try to appease you.
Alan, you're a good friend. Your other friends are they're cool. They're way cooler than you'll ever be. But that's a whole other... But you're just itching for the mic right now.
I also want to say I apologize to Ashcon, who is a legitimate real fan of this podcast and who real fan of me and a real friend of mine. And we ended up getting our schedules messed up, and now I'm not going to see Ashcon either. So I'm just super sad about how bad a friend I've been. I have to reflect on that in the next couple days.
Also, I really wanted Nick to come so he could figure out the levels on this machine, because I have no idea what it means, and I figured, like, hey, Nick Doss knows what he's doing. So, yeah, and then after that whole thing, we went and saw, we drove to the Alamo at Lamar.
Wait, we didn't talk about the movie.
I mean, the house was weird. That's all I had to say. It was weird. I gave it a five.
I just want to say, when the credits, John Travolta's name came up, and I started laughing, because I didn't realize John Travolta was in a movie at all. And then, He doesn't appear until about 15, 20, 25 minutes into the movie. And when he appeared, everyone in the room started... So what happened was some people started laughing, including me, at the sight of John Travolta. And then people started laughing about the other people laughing. And so then, like, it was a big laugh line when John Travolta came in, which was maybe my highlight of the festival, is that the whole group, the whole theater was laughing at John Travolta just being in a movie.
And then, so that from there, we drove to the Alamo at Lamar. And somehow, we didn't think we were actually going to get into the Fede Alvarez untitled movie now called Don't Breathe. Alan can tell the story about that, because it's, from his perspective, it's way funnier than mine. I did way too much talking.
I don't know what you mean, but... So, we left the Marchesa movie, In a Valley of Violence, at 6:45. In the movie, they were trying to see it starts at 7:45. And we didn't have any special express pass or anything. And you're supposed to pretty much get there an hour before the movie if you want to get in. So we're leaving in North Austin, trying to get to South Austin an hour before the show. And predictably, we didn't get there until about 7:20, I want to say. We park up. We go out there, and we scan our badges. They say, okay, we're at the overflow. We're like at the...
The buffer.
Which means that you're not guaranteed to get in, but there's a good chance you will. So we're gonna give you this cue card. But then Zach asks, and I'll let Zach take it away from here.
I say, hey, so can we just like walk in?
No, you didn't. That's not what he said.
I don't remember what I said. I'm sorry.
Zach said, so can we go into the so where should we go? In the theater? And then they say, Yeah, just go there. Oh no, sorry. Zach said, where should we go? And he said, yeah, you can go in. And then Zach said, in the theater? And they're like, yeah. So then me and Zach just walk into the theater. And when I walk in, I'm like, Zach, I don't think we're supposed to go in there. Because there's still like a line of people that we like should have been behind. But they didn't say anything. So as we walk by these two volunteers, they say, what movie are you guys going to? Like, the Untitled movie? He's like, okay. And as we turn around, they say, they shouldn't have been allowed to get in yet. And, you know, me and Zach freaking cut the line. You know, that's what we do. We know we're podcasters. This is a podcast we're doing. And, you know, we get certain privileges that Zach likes to exploit. I don't. But Zach does like to use his white privilege. So, I'm half Indian, so I don't have that. Zach was speechless at that comment.
No, I was speechless. I figured out how to make the chairs not go backwards. Which is kind of exciting. That movie's scary. Alan said scary. I jumped a couple times. Alan was laughing during the scary movie and me, because I couldn't sit still.
I was also scared.
And then as we left, Alan was also scared. And then as we left, Alan heard some guy say, oh, wasn't that scary? And he's like, no, that was scary. And it was. A blind dude is a scary being that they should be controlled.
You give him no explanation of the movie, so it's just like blind dude. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so I'm not going to say much about the movie, but it's very scary. And it's actually, you know, I've seen a lot of horror movies that were supposed to be really good that weren't that scary. I'm thinking of You, It Follows. I'm thinking of,
Lazarus Effect?
Lazarus Effect wasn't a good movie. It Follows was a good movie, but it wasn't that scary. There was another one that came out recently that was supposed to be scary that really wasn't that scary.
The Babadook? Or is that
scary? No, the Babadook was scary. I don't know. There was another one that came out that wasn't that scary, but I'm on to you movies, and this is not one of those. Go see the Untitled Fede Alvarez.
Don't Breathe.
Yeah, I just wanted to call it the Untitled Fede Alvarez. There. Go see Don't Breathe. So then we left the theater, and we immediately walked into the same theater to see And Punching the Clown, the sequel to the hit 2009 movie Punching the Clown.
And the second out of a trilogy, and the trilogy is going to be called also Punching the Clown. That's my opinion, and that's what it should be called.
Not a terrible title, actually. The movie was okay. It wasn't that great. It's not going to come to a theater near you, but you should watch it on Netflix when it comes in there.
Yeah, and that was the last thing we did, and then Alan called his friends, and his friends were going back to Austin. And
Dallas.
Dallas? I lied. And now we're in bed, and we just made our schedule for tomorrow. We get a fun, full day tomorrow of, like, 3 more movies. And then, like, I think it's 4 movies on Friday, which is, like, what? That's 7, 10, I think we've probably seen 15, maybe? I don't know. We did a lot of comedy stuff at the beginning. But we've done a lot this week.
We'll do a podcast. We're leaving on Saturday morning. We'll probably do a podcast. Instead of doing one on Friday night, we'll probably do one because Friday night we're going to be drunk as
all
hell.
We probably won't.
We probably won't because I think we're going to see a movie at the end of the day. But we'll do a podcast on Saturday at my house to recap the whole thing. Unless Zach's elsewhere and I'm elsewhere. But we probably won't be. We'll probably end up at my house. So thank you for listening. Felicity Huffman, you can have a nice day.
Felicity Smoke, a.k.a. Emily Bett Rickards, love me forever.
Bye!
Bye!